Each turn is so uncertain. I learned to walk by faith, but you gave me a promise that you would never leave. You
the mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Just love Him. Just want to praise on the Lord this morning. Hope everyone's doing well on this beautiful morning.
Praise Brother God. Tim.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Brother.
I just got to praise the Lord. And thank you all so much for the prayers for my son. He had a really rough time there for several days. But he got to go home Saturday. They actually took his oxygen completely away from him on Thursday to see how he was going to do.
Amen.
And he did great.
Praise God.
So he got to go home Saturday, and he did not have to have oxygen. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
God. Thank God for your prayers. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let me hear the testimonies. Testimonies of praise. You know, there are so many folks that only hear things in their minds, but if they hear really what God does for them, they're lost. They don't have any idea where to go, what to do, who to call on. But we can tell them a God, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, that we can call on. He's a God of healing, a God of so many things. We were talking to Sunday school this morning, and as we were in Judges, and Jehovah Shalom, as you think about it, that God of peace. And has even brought up peace. He is peace in the storm, peace in the midst of everything that we are. And if we call on His mighty name, in that precious name of Jesus that allowed us to go directly to Him, we just praise God. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We just want to praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you as you stand, if you got a testimony of praise, if God's ever touched you, just show by the lifting
hallelujah,
of your hands
hallelujah.
And just praise God. And if you can do it and be quiet, it's amazing hallelujah. To me. Dear Lord, we just love and praise You this morning. Lord, we thank You for Your many blessings. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your healing. Dear Lord, for the miracles that You're performing each and every day, each and every hour, each and every minute. Lord, we thank You for this beautiful day You've given us, dear Lord, for this sunrise this morning, dear Lord, for this peaceful day that You've given us, no matter what we're going through. Dear Lord, we know that You're peace. Dear Lord, we know that You're light. And dear Lord, we just praise You, dear Lord, and we thank You for this day. Lord, may we give You all the testimonies of praise in each and every day of our life, each and everything that You do for us. Lord, may we just continue to remember, and dear Lord, and to pass the word on to people how great Thou art. Lord, we just love You this morning. We just want to praise You this morning. Lord, we want to thank You for the opportunity we have to gather in Your house. And, dear Lord, You know our hearts, You know our minds, You know our situations. Dear Lord, whether we're here live or we're watching on the feed at a later date or today, Lord, You know the prayer needs. Dear Lord, You know those cries. You hear each and every one. And, dear Lord, we're placing them in Your hands. Dear Lord, we're asking You to heal, to mend, to protect, to provide. Lord, each and every situation, dear Lord, we know that You touch families, dear Lord. You can bring them back together again. Lord, we know that You're the healer. And, dear Lord, we know that You're the comforter, dear Lord, of everything that we have. We thank You for the Holy Ghost that's with us now. And, Lord, we thank You for Your presence and Your Spirit. Dear Lord, as we come together now for this morning, we ask You just to bless our service, dear Lord. Be amongst us, dear Lord. Let us just let You have free reign. May we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, again, we ask You, we thank You for Your many blessings and for this church You've given us. But, dear Lord, for Your church, dear Lord, we lift it up. Lord, may we be about Your business. And, dear Lord, when You call, dear Lord, may we respond. Lord, we ask now that You'll bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them, each and every ministry that comes out of this congregation. Lord, may it be done to edify You. And, Lord, we give You all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, and we all say,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap. Praise the Lord. We still got folks coming in. Praise the Lord. Come on in and have a seat. While you're standing, turn to page 333. I heard this morning, and there's no way I can get it out of my mind. I'll fly away. Praise God.
Praise your name.
Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated if you can. While you're sitting, turn around. Just give somebody a Holy Ghost wave to let them know how much we just love them this morning. How much we glad they're here with us. Those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Make yourself at home. If you have a prayer request, please just put it in the comments section and we'll be glad to pray with you. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Don't want to stop the service and the flow. I just feel the Lord's presence as always. Just love the Lord this morning. What's the dates of vacation? Don't forget our revival this year. It's going to be August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I need to get that
written down. And we have a church visiting with us on Tuesday night. They'll be in charge of the singing, and another church on Wednesday night that will be in charge of the singing.
Praise God.
And choir practice tonight.
Choir practice tonight at 5. Praise God. Just praise the Lord. Love a busy church. Just praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering?
About God's mercy and His grace on my life. But as I was laying in bed the other night with Chris, and he had the drain tube in his kidney, and I told him, I said, I wish it was me that was having to go through this instead of you. But I thought about all the times that he laid in a hospital room with me through my heart surgeries, through 16 different surgeries since the year 2000. God's been good.
Amen.
And I thank you for touching Chris's body.
Yes.
But I'm believing for complete healing in his body.
Yes.
I know what he's done for me, and he's no respecter of person.
Right.
And I would much rather have my spouse healthy and whole. I don't like it when he's down and out, because you've seen how he was acting silly in Sunday school this morning. That's because he's starting to be on the rise again.
All right.
But y'all worship with me this morning. Think about God's grace and mercy in your life.
Yes, amen.
Thank you.
Something in your life?
Yeah.
Amen. That should be everybody in here. Let's sing, "Look What the Lord Has Done."
Praise Him.
my choice. Everything, thank you, Jesus. Resting my days here and down in that Lamb of God life. Can't see what God's done for me. Oh,
look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my back. He saved me. Oh, just in time. I'm going to praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Well, the lame man sit outside the gate, begging alms from those who enter in. Now Peter and John, they came upon him, the lame man expecting of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. Right then the Spirit touched him. He leapt up to his feet, said, look what God's done for me.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me, oh, just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Oh, each day He's just the same.
Joy, peace, and everything within. You see my name's in written down. Lamb's book of life. Can't you see what God's done for me? Oh.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. Oh, just in time.
Has done. Amen. Has He ever done anything for you? Give Him praise. Yes. Oh, look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
Not what the church has done. Come on, not what the ministers have done, but look what God's done. Not what our nation has done. Not what doctors have done. Not what economists have done. But look what God has done through all of this trouble and trial. Amen. Glory to God. My, my, my. If you love Jesus, let Him know it this morning. Ever how you want to praise Him. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's going to be all right. Come on, tell them like you mean it. It's going to be all right. I'm not worried and I'm not going to fret. My God has never failed me yet. He's not going to start now. Amen. E flat. I'll be all right. Go ahead.
All week I've had
Praise God. Let me remind you, the devil's a liar. It's all he knows how to do is lie. When he tells you no, that means yes. When he tells you you're not healed, you better shout, because you know you've been healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'll be all right. There's a place that we can go. Amen. We can go to the foot of the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. And don't be concerned when it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten, and I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if you slip his nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Thank God for Calvary. Praise your holy name, Lord. Very soon now, I'll reach the hill Golgotha, and I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. One precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, storm of unbelief, if you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. How many is thankful for the blood Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary, not only for our salvation, but for our healing as well? Hallelujah, church. If you would, just reach your faith and your hand out toward this sister, right?
Father, as we come in the name of Jesus, God, for the healing, and Lord, God, for the miracle of the walked through the valley where this sister has walked.
I have not, thank God. But I know it's times it seems unbearable. But God has brought her through miracle after miracle. God's not finished. God's not finished. I believe with all of my heart the best is yet to come. God honors faith, and I know that she has faith. Amen. This is just another little stepping stone in that path to complete healing. And I'm claiming it right now in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. If you believe for it this morning, put your hands together. For the mighty God that we serve.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're glory. Praise God. Praise God. I feel the presence of an almighty God. Amen. I never ever want to be to a place where I can't feel His holy anointing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's good to see each and every one of you here today. We appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate your submissiveness this morning to the move of the power of God. If you have your Bibles, go with us this morning to the Psalms 38. I'm sorry, 37. The 37th Psalm of David. Beginning with verse number 18 this morning. Psalms 37, verse 18. David's writing says, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever." Somebody shout glory. "They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand." Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your healing virtue. God, for your redeeming power. For the precious cross of Calvary where Jesus took our sins. Father, we're thankful that you've given us the breath, the life, and the opportunity to gather together in one mind and one accord this morning. God, in anticipation of what you would feed us, Lord, pray, God, that you would just anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay. God, it's nothing more than just a mouthpiece and an oracle that the Holy Spirit may speak to us. Father, we ask you to reach out to each and every need this morning, whether it be sickness, physical, whatever the need may be. God, we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. We ask right now, God, that you have your will and way, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. Yes. Praise God. This morning I want to bring a message entitled Godly Steps. Godly Steps. It seems like I can't get out of the book of Psalms this week or the last couple of weeks. God keeps leading me there. And that's wonderful. I want to be led by the Spirit of God and where He would have me to go. But here we find that David is writing of the promises of the righteous. Folks, we got nothing to be down and out about. Man, we got nothing to hang our heads about. Glory to God. You know, the Bible tells us a little bit of what heaven's going to be like. But our minds, our little finite minds, cannot understand, comprehend, or even fathom the greatness, the majesty, the beauty, amen, that heaven is going to be. So hold on. Don't get discouraged. Don't get wanting to turn back. Amen. Because I believe that the Lord has something great in store for us. He's going to see us through all of this. Amen. And He's going to give us a home in glory. So David begins to write about the promises of the righteous. And preceding the scriptures that I read today, he begins to address six concepts that signify a godly walk. I want us to understand, hopefully, before we get through this message, God will enlighten us as to what a godly walk with Him is. How many knows that we'll never be as holy as God because of the body of flesh?
But there's places in the Bible that tells us to press toward that mark, to continue to the statutes and the precepts and the commandments of God, to walk in the light as He is the light, to desire a closer walk with the Lord. David begins to address these particular six concepts, and I know there's others, but these are the ones that he addressed. He said, "Fret not because of evil doers." Can I remind the church today, and when I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about the body of believers, those who have been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. If you're one of them, say, "I'm one of them." Come on, say it like you're proud of it. "I'm one of them. I've been blood bought." Hallelujah. "I am a child of God." Glory to God. Satan, do you hear that? Hell, do you hear that? We are anointed. We are touched. Amen. Chosen of God. Touch not man anointed. Come on, we need to put the devil in his place. Quit worrying about those who are reaping the benefits of evil doing. Because this world's not my home. Amen. When Jesus comes, they can have everything I got. Amen. Because I'm going to a better place. David said, don't worry, don't fret over the evildoers. God is aware of every evil deed that is done in this entire world. God will recompense those of a hardened heart and those that it will not accept Jesus. Now, I didn't say quit praying for them. Rather than worry about them, why don't you pray for them? Father, save their soul. God, turn them over to a righteous and holy life. Only God can do it. You and I can't do it. We can witness, we can testify. But how many knows only God can satisfy that longing in their heart? So he says, quit worrying. Don't fret because of evildoers. The second concept that he addresses, he said, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Not trust in your finances. Not trust in your ability. Not trust in your goodness or my goodness or even our righteousness. But trust in the Lord. Every day, a saint of God ought to start their day off and say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you this whole day. No matter what I face, no matter what befalls me, I'm still going to trust in you. It may look dark. It may look dim. It may be a terrible day, but my trust is not in myself. My trust is in an almighty God. Amen. The one, Brother Chris and I was talking about this morning, the complexity of our body. God just spoke it into existence. Amen. I was telling him that I've had occasion to be in a doctor's office and they have these drawings or these pictures on the wall and they'll take a little bitty vein or an artery and they'll make a drawing of all the complexity that's in that artery. God made it. God made it. God made your body. He formed it and He fashioned it after Him. But the best thing is when He breathed the breath of life into that motionless body and it became a living, breathing soul. Who better to take care of our body than the Creator of our body? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all of your body. David addresses that. And then he says, and do good. How many know it's still the right thing to do good? Even to them that do things hateful to you. We're still supposed to be good to our neighbor. If we, in fact, are to walk a godly walk and have godly steps. The third thing that he addresses is delight thyself in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. You know, I've often heard, I wish I could just hear something good today. I wish somebody would just say something that made me feel real, real good. Now, Brother Jim, you're looking really young today. You see him grin? Man. Whether we will admit it or not, the human being loves to be complimented. We love to be encouraged. We love to have somebody say something good about us, whether we would admit it or not.
David said, delight yourself. Delight thyself. How can you delight yourself knowing that He that is within us, that Holy Spirit that God has put in us to lead us, to guide us, to save us, to fill us, to empower us, can also make us have joy in the Spirit, joy in the body, joy when we come into the presence of God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, the enemy don't like you having joy. Doesn't want you living a victorious life. He meant, but he's come by too late to tell me that I can't have joy. We used to sing a song in Sunday school. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Amen. Some of us need to let it get all over us. Amen. If it's in your heart, glory to God. I said, if it's in your heart, glory to God, you don't need to quiet it down. Let it come out. Let it bubble over. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is going to see me through. The joy of the Lord is what I delight myself in. Praise God. Hallelujah. No wonder. Amen. It feels like fire shut up in our bones sometimes, as the prophet said. The fourth concept, he said, was commit thyself unto the Lord. But when we come to the knowledge of salvation, and we come to the knowing that we need to repent, godly sorrow for the life that we've lived, for the sin-stained life that we have had. We know that we have to repent. We know we have to ask God to come into our life. And we commit our spirit to the Lord. That is not a temporary commitment. That's nothing that we should take very lightly. But each and every day that comes, I want to recommit my life unto the Lord. To further let my body know that I am not my own person. I've been bought with a price. Lord, have mercy. Come on. Somebody's going to need to hear this. Somebody just needs to hear this. The devil may have made you think that you're not worth anything. That you have no spiritual value. That you don't have anything to give to society or to even the body of Christ. But you tell the devil. I said, you tell the devil. I'm sorry, but I want to show you my price tag. Oh, I've been bought and paid for by the precious blood of the Son of God. All His blood now flows in my veins. I am a part of the royal family. He's my king, and I belong to Him. I am priceless according to the Word of God. There is value in being a child of God when we commit ourself unto the Lord. Now I like the fifth concept. Rest in the Lord. But he doesn't leave it there. He says, rest in and wait on the Lord. If we're going to walk with God, there's going to be times we have to wait. Because I know how anxious we are. I know how anxious humanity is. I know how impatient a lot of us are. I started to say one particular group, but I better not. We all have a tendency to be impatient, especially when it comes to our desires and our wants. But David says, you know, to have a godly walk and to truly commit your spirit unto the Lord and your body, that you need to learn to rest in Him and wait patiently on the Lord. Amen. Some of the most restful times I've ever had in my life is after a holy anointing of the Spirit of God rests upon us. There is nothing in this world that can compare to the joy, to the ecstasy, to the wonderful feeling of being overwhelmed with the Spirit of God. People react in a number of different ways. We've got the runners. We've got the squealers. Amen. I tell you what, if you wasn't paying attention in the little Pentecostal church at Rockmart, Georgia, you let two or three of them sisters get to squealing, I guarantee you'd set up and take notice as a little kid. I didn't know if Jesus was coming or what, but they get to squealing and glorifying and praising the Lord. But whatever your response is to the power and to the anointing of God, we need to rest in it. We need to relax in it. We need to be invigorated in it. We need to be strengthened in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If He's brought you through today, claim it and give Him praise. But also say, Lord, I need strength for tomorrow. I don't know what I face. I don't know what's out there. But I know You hold tomorrow and You hold my future in Your hands. And God, I'm trusting in You. And I'm going to rest and wait on You to lead me as I endeavor to do a godly walk. And finally, he says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Be very careful when anger rises up in us, and it will. There's not a one of us today that said we could never had gotten mad or had anger in our heart. We all do. It's how we handle it. It's how we channel it. And it says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. David writes then, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I want us to think on that for just a few minutes. The Amplified Bible reads this way, the steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. Now, if we have issue with God directing and establishing our steps, then we're not being fully submissive unto God. And we're not really completely committing ourselves unto God if we, in fact, are not willing to walk in His steps and in His ways. And I can preach to you this morning with the certainty and the assuredly that all the time our steps do not coincide with God's steps. But guess who's out of step? Not God. Then it must be us. But this scripture and this chapter made me thankful for the long suffering, amen, the gentleness, the meekness, and the forgiving spirit of Almighty God, who lets us know that even when we get out of step, and even when we try to take out in our own direction, and we stumble and fall, that God is there to lift us up and to set us back on that straight and narrow path that He has chosen for us. David probably was as well equipped to write this particular direction as anyone, because David, at a very early age, committed his spirit and his self into the power of God, into the leadership of God. And many times, in fact, David was very quick to respond when he failed the Lord. He would ask for repentance again and ask the Lord to forgive him. God would pick him up and dust him off and put him back on that straight and narrow path. It means that we are living a life and walking in a life that has been established for us. There's no telling how many people that I have spoken to that made a statement similar to this. This is not exactly what I had planned for my life. This is not really where I intended to be at this point in my life. The little question that was often asked in school was, what do you want to be when you grow up? I dare say that very few, I don't know percentage-wise, but very few percentage-wise probably excelled and was able to do exactly what they planned to do when they were young, and, you know, the future was ahead of them and they thought they could just wish themselves to be anything. And so it was with many of the characters of the Bible.
many times that we read that they had other plans, that they had future goals that did not coincide with God. But how many knows God has a way of changing our mind? God has a way of changing our desires. But it is His way that we need to be submissive to. And I ask us this question this morning. Are we allowing God to direct our steps? Are we? Fully. Or are we trying to get God to direct His steps to coincide with ours? I have been guilty of the second part. Just confessing. Probably some under the sound of my voice have even done that as well. God, if you'll do this, then I will do that. If you will make a way for this, then Lord, I'll do this for you. I'm not sure where the concept came that God is in the business of bargaining with us. Didn't come from His Word. Man, we are to be led by His Spirit. We are to walk in His steps. We are to follow His guidelines. We are to obey His commandments. We are to live by His precepts and His statutes. And be careful if anyone tries to change those to fit their lifestyle. Now, when we say that we are endeavor to walk godly before the Lord, how many knows that we are still in a body of flesh? And how very, very hard that is for the flesh to comply to God's will. The Spirit, on the other hand, is willing, but the flesh is weak. So therefore, we must have our spirit stronger than our flesh to be able to be submissive and obedient to walk in a godly fashion in this day of evil, perverse, and wicked ways. Now, if everybody was in step with God, we could just follow along with the crowd. Let me warn you about following along with the crowd. The crowd is not always right. The majority may not always be right. We need to seek the will of God. We need to pray that we walk godly. We need to pray that our life will be an example so people can see God in us. Because if we try to do a godly walk and leave God out of it, we'll never, ever make it. We'll never be able to walk that straight and narrow without the Spirit of the Lord. God will lead us many times where we did not expect it. But it's always His way is the right way. I would imagine that Abraham did not plan to leave his family and his kindred and his land and his holdings to go to a place that he had no idea where he was going. But God said, this is what I want you to do. So Abraham, being a godly man, meaning that he sought to please God over his own desires. Now, if we can say that, we say a mouthful. If we're always striving to do God's will and not our will, then we are on the right direction. But I will assure you that Abraham probably had no plans to go to this foreign land, but he was submissive and obedient and committed unto God. And you know the rest of the story, how that God made him the father of a great nation. Noah. I don't imagine Noah planned to be a shipbuilder. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord in the midst of total and absolute perverseness. You think evil is rampant today? Read what was going on in Noah's time. People's mind was on evil continuously. That's all that was on their mind.
But Noah found grace in the midst of adversity. You can do it as well, as long as you walk in the footsteps of God, as long as you commit your soul and your spirit unto God. Don't tell me I can't live for God in this diverse or perverse land. Yes, you can. Yes, we can, as long as we follow in the footsteps of Almighty God. David himself probably didn't know or plan to go fight a giant, but the need arose. I must say, I'm not going to look to fight a giant. But if one shows up, come on. I'm not going to go to him with a spear and sword. But what worked for David will work for us. I go in the name of the Lord. Whatever that giant is, amen. That may look like a place you don't want to walk, but that may be exactly where God wants you to walk. Amen, because He's going to give you victory. I will tell you this, God won't send you anywhere that He won't go with you. So quit worrying about that. Quit worrying about I got to walk this valley by myself. No, you don't. That's another lie from Satan. He is with me everywhere I go. As long as I don't leave Him, He won't leave me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joseph, the favorite of his father, probably never planned to be thrown and spend the night in a pit. But you know what? It's where God led him. He said, Brother Eddie, how did God let you? Because God had plans for him. Do you realize that if he had never gotten that pit, he probably never would have got delivered, and he never would have gotten sold to the Ishmaelites, and the Ishmaelites never would have took him to Egypt, where he came second in command over all of Egypt, which let his family be fed during the famine. You don't know what God's got planned for you. All I need to know is that I'm going to obey Him and walk in His footsteps. Now, I want you to understand that godly steps don't mean that we're all righteous and all that. The only righteous thing about us is the Spirit of God that is within us. Amen. But I do want to walk in His footsteps. Amen. I know I've told you the story of walking in Daddy's footsteps. Daddy was tall and long-legged, and every night when he had the rolling store after supper, he would go up to the little building and he would load his rolling store for the next day. There were no street lights back there, but I would follow him because I would help him. I like to restock the candy shelves. It's just something I had a knack for doing, and I've readily volunteered to restock the candy shelves, and he was doing everything else. But as he walked, I never looked at our destination. I never peeped to see if he was on the right path or not. I just watched wherever his foot was, that's where I would try to step. And I tried to reach out like that. But here's the thing. Even though I walked in Daddy's footsteps, I never became Daddy. But He left a path for me. So if you're beating yourself up for not being godly, if you're beating yourself up saying, I fail sometimes, that's exactly what God wants us to be, dependent on Him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We'll never be God, but we can have God within us. Glory to God. How many is thankful for that? How you ought to lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord, that we can have godly steps. Moses had no desire to go back to Egypt. In fact, he offered every kind of excuse not to. But finally, he submitted. Why? Because he wanted to walk in the steps of God. He wanted to devote and commit his life unto the Lord, not just when it convenienced him. And listen to that. We don't just follow the Lord just when it's convenient to us and then go off on our merry way when we don't need Him. This is a 24/7, 365 day a year commitment to God in everything that we do. Will we fail? Sure we will. Will we falter? Of course we will. Will we stumble? Inevitably we will. But understand what David said after that. Not only did these great patriarchs falter at times, many absolutely failed and had to ask forgiveness for God. But we find in the New Testament
that Peter, James, and John probably thought that they would be fishermen for the rest of their lives. And isn't it amazing that God sees potential in us that we never even knew was there? You know, one of the greatest excuses, I guess, that we use when God calls us into something, Lord, I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified. You don't have to be qualified for God to call you. Amen. He will qualify you. And understand this. He sees something in you that you didn't even realize there yourself. He saw some leadership in three fishermen out there. He said, come on, I'll make you fishers of men. And did they fall? Of course they did. Peter denied Christ. He got mad. He cut off a soldier's ear. But God kept forgiving him. Amen. David went on to say, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. There's so many different variances, which is the same meaning. But in some, says, though he stumble. Sometimes we do stumble. We stumble because of a lack of faith. We stumble because of the burden that we carry. Many times have we said, Lord, how long am I going to have to carry this burden? How long am I going to have to deal with this situation? Understand and know that God knows exactly what He's doing. You ever thought that the burden was there just to sort of slow us down a little bit so that we won't get out of step with God? I don't know. I don't know the mind of God. His thoughts, His ways are higher than mine. I just know that I need to obey Him. And I do know that in my walk with God, I have stumbled on many occasions. Sometimes even losing my footing and falling prostrate and saying, Lord, I can't take another step. I can't go any farther. You're just going to have to do something. And the Lord, in His infinite care and compassion, lifts me up, encourages me, and sets me back on the right path. Amen. I want to follow in God's footsteps, not leaning to the right or the left to see where we're going, but simply be obedient unto Him and submissive as we walk with God. Because the day and hour that we're living in calls for us to have a godly walk with Him. Amen. Sooner or later, one of these days, this old earthly walk is going to be over. We're going to go to that gloriously prepared place that Jesus Himself has prepared for us. Amen. That where He is, we may be also. His hand will always lift us up and redirect our steps. Oh, it would take me a long time to testify how many times I've had to be redirected. Get back on that path. Get back and follow the footsteps of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May God bless you, church. I love you so very much. My desire is to see each and every one of you in heaven. I don't think we're going to have that long of a wait. I'm not prophesying. I'm not saying that the Lord has given me a vision of anything. I'm just saying I'm a Bible reader. And the Bible begins to point to that soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hopefully, prayerfully, that everyone here under the sound of my voice is walking in that godly path, in those godly steps, with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, leading us. At this time, we're going to call the children's church up, our young people, those that are starting back to school this next week or two. And the leaders have asked that we join together in prayer for them, for their protection, for their direction, amen, and for their safekeeping. So many times those of us are up here don't get to see all of our children downstairs, but they're having church in their little sanctuary as well. So we're going to ask you moms and dads and granddads and grandmoms and all you loved ones that will, as they come up and gather around, if you'll just come and stand around them like a hedge of protection, and we're going to ask God to bless them. Amen. All the teachers as well, if you want to come in too, we'll be praying for you as well. Y'all just make a line up here, young folks. Let's give them a hand. Don't they look good this morning? We're so thankful for our children. Amen. Just to let our generation know, some of these kids are facing things that you and I never had to contend with when we went to school.
Amen. But that same God that brought us through is going to be here for them too as well. So if you would gather around, we're going to pray for each and every one. If you can, get to one of them and maybe just kind of reach out and take their hand, and we're just going to pray for them. Praise God, praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Church, we love you. Appreciate each and every one of you. Be back with us tonight, looking for a great time in the Lord. Those of you that are in the choir, come and be in the choir. Also, remember revival. We're going to be announcing it time and time again. We're looking for a great and mighty move during this revival. Thank you.
problem so hard, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain so big, He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow so deep, He cannot soothe it.
Your prayers, all that we're facing right now, we just thank the Lord for His timely message for each and every one of us. We just praise God. I want you to know that you're not alone in whatever you're facing. I don't know if the camera's still up, but anyone online, God's still on the throne. and Jesus Christ at His right hand, interceding for each and every one of us that put our faith in Him. Just want to thank Him for all the praise reports, for the message, and all these answered prayers. God knows exactly what we need. And we're going to continue to pray for you as we ask you to pray for us. And if your hearts and minds, if there's anyone that still needs prayer, please come on up. But we just love each and every one. We want to invite you back to service this evening. And as you, they're going to be flashing up the announcement on the revival and so much powerful stuff, work that's going on in the Lord. So with this prayer, we're going to take an intermission, but we want to invite you all back for church this evening. Don't forget choir practice at 5. If you'd like to come a little early before the 6 o'clock service and pray with us, we'd like to dim the lights right before service and just have a short prayer. But we're just praying for a mighty move of God as He always is. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You, dear Lord, for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather together in Your house and feast on Your Word. Lord, again, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask for You to keep us safe. Lord, Your protection to be around us as we prepare to leave and bring us back at our appointed time. Dear Lord, for any prayer requests that's on the feed this time, and we just ask You to touch each and every situation. And dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon.